Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of sin.
John 90.7, Sin, Too Cool for School, back for the first time in 17 years. And look, I'm not surprised if they don't ask us back again. But hey, I'm always happy to come back.
I think you did a pretty good job. If you don't get a call back, you've got a career already in the biz. So we'll talk about that now.
Yeah. So
this is it. Cool. So we've got 9 minutes to go.
Yeah. We've got two more songs that we want to play, so we're going to probably, hopefully we won't keep Jake, the boss man, here late.
So anyway, you were saying how 2006.
We wrapped up towards the end of 2006.
And then you had already decided, this is my passion.
This is what I want to do, yeah. And I have an uncle who's been in radio my whole life as well, so like commercial radio. So I sort of thought, if he can do it, maybe I can do it. Because I was working at Blockbuster at the time, do you remember?
And
I was
managing a video store. This might be a sinking ship.
I don't know how long this is going to be
really?
Around.
You could already work out the DVD, like, you know.
I can't do this forever. I don't think this is going to be around forever. So what else do I like?
Wow.
And I was like, oh, God, we do radio every Thursday. We've been doing it for years. Maybe I can get paid to do that. So I went and did a radio course, and this is while we were still at SYN, and was honing my craft and whatever, and eventually got my first job. So we finished end of 2006, got my first job in commercial radio in started 2007, moved from Melbourne, lived in Camberwell, moved to Charleville in southwest Queensland.
Southwest, 10 hours west of Brisbane.
Yep.
From anyone that doesn't know maps, that's remote AF.
Closer to the NT than Brisbane. Tiny town of 3,000 people, but broadcast to 160,000 square kilometres.
But the rent was cheap.
Yeah, dude, and I lived above the radio station. And so I was there for almost a year, and then went to Port Lincoln and did radio there, and I was there for 3 years, and then moved to Adelaide, but Murray Bridge, did 4 months at Murray Bridge, and then went from there to Nova Adelaide, was there for almost a year, went from there to SAFM in Adelaide, was there for basically a year, and then after that went to Darwin, do breakfast radio. Yeah.
So that was Capital City Radio, but pretty low ceiling as far as a capital city goes, Darwin, population of what, 300,000?
No, it's like 150,000. It's not even that many people up there. But the difference was I was kind of like a everyman in Adelaide at the big stations. I was just doing whatever I could get my hands on. I didn't have sort of like a solid shift and that kind of thing. And the offer was for brekkie in Darwin. So I went up and did 2 years of brekkie in Darwin, met my wife there. We moved down and I got a job in Geelong at K-Rock, 95.5. Check
it out. So here's a small world. We did a show with Shell from Short Stuff back on Sin Days, and we actually shared the best punk rock show award with her 1 year.
Mm.
And then the three of us did a show together.
Yeah, and two guys, a girl, and a punk rock show it was called.
Oh, that's it, yeah. And so she did ad creating at K-Rock for a while.
Yeah, and she was at Ballarat too. I think she did a bit in Ballarat. So, yeah, so, I mean, there's so many people and that's the thing, you meet so many people in the industry now, where did you start? You go, Sin FM, and they're like, oh, I was at Sin too. What years were you there? Oh, wow, we were like we just missed each other or whatever. It's literally so many people. It's amazing. But now I do for the last 6 odd years, I've been doing brekkie in Geelong, and I am content director, so I've got my own radio station.
You're content director.
Yeah, so I run K-Rock.
Man, so you got your face on billboards in Geelong.
Buses and stuff, yeah.
Still?
Yeah. But the difference is now, as content director, I designed the bus as well. So I pick everything. It's cool.
Creative control is written into his contract.
Yeah, man.
Far out, man. So humble beginnings, Sin, you could do it too. You too can appear on a bus.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I always say this to young people who are getting into radio, and I obviously now mentor quite a few kids coming through, there's always a path from where you are to where you want to go. It's just you got to work out the steps.
How liberating is it to play the music we've played tonight?
Dude, incredible.
Coming from K-Rock.
Because Kid Laroi is bloody killing me, I tell you what. What's a Rancid song? We've got two songs we want to play.
So this is the opening track to their Melbourne performance at the CDMI Music Bowl I saw when I was a teenager.
What album's it off,
Louis,
so I can find it?
It's off Out Come the Wolves.
Yes, okay, cool.
Famous one.
Yeah, okay.
The producer of this album also did Enemy of the State. And so Louis always told me, you know, I don't like Rancid Man, but that was the best opening to a punk rock concert I've ever seen, mm-hmm. I'll be honest. So, okay. Yeah, All the Kids on the Hill felt this like a battering ram. It was awesome.
What's the song called?
Avenues and Alleyways.
Ah, yes, classic. All right.
90. Four words, 7. Change or step aside.
It's Rancid, Avenues and Alleyways, 90.7, Sin, and as we come to the end
that
of
that was my
our...
favourite band.
Yeah, you were always
I listened to that
guy.
Album top to bottom today at work. That song's about not tolerating racism in the punk rock community. And that record, Out Come the Wolves, is probably their greatest album, according to most fans. And the title, Out Come the Wolves, refers to major labels showing interest in their music because they were starting to get popular. And out come the wolves.
Yeah, right.
But they stayed with Epitaph, independent.
Good on them. So we've basically kind of come to the end of our time here on the show.
Yeah, dude. It's been epic.
It's been fun.
I'd like to thank the management at Sin for the opportunity today and the opportunities that we had back then. Jo Curtin was in charge for a lot of the time. She's legendary. And, just thanks for the opportunity tonight. It was great to be invited and great to be to have our application well received for tonight's show.
It was, yeah. It was a bit of a flashback to when we used to have to apply and
That's
stuff.
That's pretty stoked. 8 till 10, 2 hour slot. Yeah. Pretty cool.
I just realised they've got some signs on the walls of the studios here, and I just realised that because when we were on air, it was Sin FM. They've dropped the FM, and it literally says in bold letters on the wall, "Don't say Sin FM." And we've been saying Sin FM the whole time.
I've written
it into my sweepers and my opener and stuff. So,
could you remember the time that we were off the air and someone called in saying, "Sir, the broadcast has stopped, and there's just like this CD playing, just like generic music, and no one can hear you." So we were like just crapping on in the studio and pretending that we were sort of doing a show, but we weren't. And then someone calls up, saying, "You are on the air online."
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Can we pull our fingers out? But yeah, live streaming is a thing now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody is. So, look, let's wrap it up with an epic song that we actually used.
Do we want to do any shout outs before we finish? Yeah. I just got a very short list of shout outs to Zach, my mate Ben, who's listening, Leroy, if he's listening, Lynn, thanks for being legendary, and my mate Rad, who is listening as well, who is in the photo that I posted that Sin FM has on, that Sin Media has on their Instagram. There's some stuff on Sin's media, on Sin's Instagram today that is us on the latest post. So check it out.
When we did our last show, I reckon we had like 19 people in the studio.
Something like that, maybe.
We were pretty badass. Because you certainly weren't allowed to have that many.
It's people. An entourage, maybe.
The last song that we played, this was not for our last broadcast, but this is the song we're going to play tonight. It's Thursday War All the Time, and I want to play it as our song going out because we played it at the end of one of our broadcasts one time, and I told you this before and you didn't realise.
Yeah,
so
this
tell you
is
again.
Cool.
So, because we were a punk rock request show, we would get the phones would ring all the time. People would be calling, "Oh, can you play this? No. Can you play this? No."
But so, generally, we were like, "How about this?" And they're like, "Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, cool."
Yeah. So, and we would play a lot of songs that we wanted to play. And so we'd picked this song because it's epic. And I believe War All the Time, the album, had not long been out. And so we played it
this
as
the
last song.
This is the emo side of the punk emo hardcore that we'd played. We didn't play a heck of a lot of really heavy hardcore, bit of screamo emo, though.
Yeah.
We didn't play any Mind Snare tonight.
No, a lot of Taking Back Sunday and stuff, So anyway, so we were going out, we played this song, and that was it. We were done, and so we were off air for 2 months. And then we got signed up for another broadcast, and the first show back in the set in the next broadcast, we had a guy call up at the start of the show, and he's like, "Hey, good to have you back, guys. We've missed you. Can I have this song? And hey, you know, last time when you finished with War All the Time," I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Dude, that made my girlfriend cry. My girlfriend cried when she heard that. It was awesome." And that was like a real pivotal moment for me. I was like, "Oh, you can actually really connect with people.
The power of music.
Through music
the
and radio.
Power of media. Yeah.
So
touching lives.
What a tune to wrap things up with tonight. Thanks for having us, guys.
We are over time. This is 10:03 on an 8 till 10 slot.
And that is just like Too Cool for School. It's exactly what we used to always do. And the guys
shameless.
Who were after us always hated
Consider
us.
Consider this an encore.
Because we ate into their time. Thanks to, again, everybody who's had us. Thanks for listening, guys. And hopefully we're back for the 30th anniversary.
Yeah, that's
in 10 years' time. Make sure you keep listening because there are some amazing talent coming that people who've done actual things, like who've done real cool stuff on radio, names you'll know, are coming up down the pipe. But let's...
I don't know you. Are they from Geelong?
Maybe. All right, World of the Time Thursday, 90.7 Sin, Tom and Chris.
I'm Chris Pullat. This is Tom Lewis from K-Rock over there. Thanks for tuning in.
And I'll catch you from 6 tomorrow morning on K-Rock.
Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of Sin.